105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. Mike McKay along with you. We are barely gotten into fall of 2025. And I don't know about you, but I'm already looking forward to next summer. Because, of course, Summer Jam will be back in June. 105.7 CFW will be there. If you go to summerjamwi.com, you can get tickets, everything. The lineup is coming soon. And you will hear about it first right here on 105.7 CFW, your official station for Summer Jam. But did you hear about that newest event added to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds? All the great stuff going on there. August 22nd of next year, Picks and Pours. It's a country music and craft beer festival, a one-day event. It's going to be a great time. And if you are familiar with the group Shenandoah, it's always you don't see these classic country acts too much anymore. And they're going to be the headliners at it. And the tickets are on sale now. If you go to picksandpours.com, you can grab tickets. They're just starting at $50. It's August 22nd, 2026 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And, of course, then Barbecue Fest, which was the first year this year in September. That'll be back next year in September. And like I said, I don't know about you, but we have barely gotten into the fall of 2025, and I am stoked up for next year. And of course, 105.7 CFW will be all over this stuff.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger.
WCFW.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. it's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Well, a guy named Perry Kuzner of Eau Claire is biking 3,000 miles from San Diego, California to St. Augustine, Florida. And he's asking for people to pitch in and donate like 1 cent per mile or $30 for the entire trip. Or if you want, you can donate more. It's a fundraising effort that Perry's doing. He's president of the Sunrise Exchange Club of Eau Claire, and one of the groups that he's going to benefit from this trip. Also, other money that he raises is going to go to Immaculate Conception Parish, to the Hope Gospel Mission for their new day resource center, and also to that brand new memorial for women veterans that's going to be at Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute that's in River Prairie Park. If you want to follow his progress, he's already on the road and already biking, yes, bicycling from California to Florida. You can follow him at crazyguyonabike.com, and you can also find out how you can donate right through that, but it'll be interesting. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get a hold of Perry as he cruises along. I think it's going to take him about 2 months to make the trek. I'm going to see if I can't track him down, maybe get an update about halfway through and see how he's doing. But we wish him the best.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. CFW!
standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you every weekday morning. About 8:15 is when I do that birthday and anniversary list. It's brought to you by Lasker Jewelers. You need to get somebody on that list. It's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is open up that Civic Media app, go to 105.7 CFW, and drop me a text. Let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure that they get on the list. You don't have to wait until the day of or the day before either. Like, You know somebody that's celebrating next week. You could text me right now if you're at a safe spot to do so. Tell me about it, and they're on the list. All right? Weekday mornings right here on 105.7 CFW.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at inside your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End.
You get it.
105.7 CMW 80s, 90s, more. Mike McKay along with you. Music, it just brings you back, doesn't it, to where you were at the time? Because I remember like it was yesterday. It was fall 1979, moving into the dorm room at Winona State University, and every other dorm room was blasting this song out of the windows. Here's the Knack.
Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted next spring. According to a press release, the goal of the program is to support reforestation and conservation efforts with native tree seedlings on both public and private lands across the state. Tree seedlings planted will also go towards Wisconsin's Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. Seedling orders can be placed on the Department of Natural Resources website or by mail. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. Transportation officials are warning Eau Claire County residents of a planned closure on Highway 12 beginning today. The closure along Highway 12 will be in place to the east of the Fall Creek Bridge for construction on a sanitary sewer project in Fall Creek. During construction work, a detour will be posted using County Highway I, County Highway J, and State Street to link Highway 12 around the closure area. The closure is currently scheduled to be in place until October 14th, so residents should plan their routes accordingly. A Rice Lake resident is facing felony charges in relation to allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on three separate high-speed pursuits over the last month. According to Barron County Court documents, 22-year-old Jevin Ricci was charged with three felony counts of attempting to flee or elude an officer last week. He's accused of fleeing from police on his motorcycle on September 7th, 8th, and 27th, reaching speeds as high as 125 miles per hour. Authorities say they terminated all three pursuits for his own safety. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Freeze warning in effect. Right now, it's 51.
CFW.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, some more. Once again, as always, thank you so much for letting me be part of your morning. Let's meet up again tomorrow and we'll do Wednesday together. We'll get it started. All right? Sound like a plan? Laura McKenna's in next. That's it for me, Mike McKay, stepping on out. Have yourself a fantastic day. Smile at a stranger today. It might change their life. All right? See ya.
And more.
Take on me. I'm tired of busting it all because this is how we do it.
Cause I'm tough, I'm gonna give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
105.7 CFW.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll
states of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race, never comprehending the race at large.
And more. 105.7.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. You don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz.
sitting on the Ritz.
Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.